With his cabinet members standing at attention behind him, President Calderon signed the decree that will cut their salaries and his by 10%.
Se reducirán en un 10% los sueldos netos del presidente de la República.
He says this cut will also affect subsecretaries and other high officials and will benefit social programs. He says the amount saved is equivalent to the combined annual budgets of six government departments. Calderon had already announced his intention to cut salaries over the weekend, and Mexico newspapers on Monday celebrated the move with headlines. The man who lost the July 2nd presidential election by a narrow margin, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, attacked the salary cut as insignificant in a meeting with reporters.
Lamentables que se celebre que el presidente espurio se baja el 10% del sueldo.
He chided the news media for playing up the salary cut by the man he referred to as the spurious president. López Obrador complained that the idea of reducing government salaries was his, and that he would cut them by far more than 10%. López Obrador has claimed the presidential election was fraudulent, but the Federal Electoral Tribunal rejected his arguments, and today public opinion polls show the vast majority of Mexicans accepting Felipe Calderón as president. However, López Obrador continues to command the loyalty of a significant part of the population. The leftist parties who support him do not have sufficient votes in the Mexican Congress to block legislation, but they can complicate the legislative process and delay approval of Calderón's reform proposals. But President Calderón has shown no hesitancy in promoting his policies, which include an effort to reform the judicial system and reduce regulations. This would encourage more private investment. He spoke of his government's commitment to this at the Spanish-Mexican Investment Forum held here in Mexico City Monday. He said foreign investors can count on his government's efforts to fight crime and corruption and to make Mexico a good place to invest. President Calderón says he wants to initiate reforms that would make Mexico more competitive and generate more jobs. He says he would prefer to have Mexican laborers remain here rather than cross the border illegally to work in the United States. Political analysts question how much of this ambitious program the new president will be able to accomplish, given the fact that he won the election with only a little more than a third of the vote, and his party lacks the votes in Congress to pass legislation without seeking votes from other parties. His supporters say he's open to dialogue with other parties, including the leftists who question his legitimacy, and that he's determined to move quickly to accomplish his goals in spite of the obstacles. Greg Flakes, VOA News, Mexico City.
旺网易语网站, 欢迎您的光临, 请记住我们的网址是 www.english.com